हरे कृष्णा, ऑब्जर्व योर मेंटल नेबरहुड जस्ट एज यू वुड ऑब्जर्व योर फिजिकल नेबरहुड. सपोज वी केम टू अ न्यू प्लेस वेर वी फाउंड दैट वी वेर इन अ नेबरहुड विच इज न्यू. वी वुड ऑब्जर्व विद इंटरेस्ट, ट्राइंग टू फिगर आउट वॉट काइंड ऑफ पीपल आर देयर, विच पीपल आर फ्रेंडली, विच पीपल आर अनफ्रेंडली, विच आर हॉस्टाइल, विच आर न्यूट्रल, which are friendable. So we would observe the neighborhood carefully so that we would be well equipped to deal with whatever comes in our life and whatever we find comes to us, especially in that neighborhood. So just as, especially if we move to a new place and find ourselves in a new neighborhood, we do this. We observe and assess our physical neighborhood. And actually, we need to do something similar for our mental neighborhood also. Our mental neighborhood refers to what? That actually the soul's neighbor is the mind. The soul is surrounded, the soul's consciousness is surrounded by the mind. That means the soul's consciousness is primarily rooted to the mind, to the outer world. And in the mind, there are many different kinds of thoughts. And depending on which thought we focus on, we accept that thought and we act according. That thought transforms into a desire, and after a desire, it becomes an intention and it becomes an action afterwards. Just as, say, if we are in the neighborhood and we look at some person, that person looks at us and that person says, oh, we are interested, and then we may approach that person may approach us, and then we start talking, and then maybe that person invites us to a hotel. Hey, let's go and have a tea together or have some snacks together. And we go there and we find suddenly that there are 5 people hiding behind a wall, and they pounce on us and they beat us and they steal away our wallet and our possessions. So when we are new in neighborhood, we won't just walk around with anyone to any unfamiliar place. We will try to evaluate, is this person trustworthy? And only then we will walk. So like that, there are many thoughts inside us which are not congenial, which may well be harmful to us. And if we dwell on a thought, that thought grows. It is like that person approaching us, or we approaching that person. And eventually, by the time the thought becomes a desire, an intention, an action, by that time, we may have fallen deeply away. We have fallen far away just like some thugs may rob us. Similarly, sometimes a thought may lead us down a path where our intelligence, our integrity, everything that we value may well be plundered away from us as we indulge in some misdeeds under the influence of that particular thought and its corresponding desire, intention and action. That's why the Bhagavad Gita asks us to be at guard. And we should observe, yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyamyaitad atmanyeva vashamnayet. Krishna says that wherever and whenever the mind wanders, we need to bring it back under the control of the self. That means whatever thoughts prop up in our mind, we shouldn't just get carried away by our thought, but we should have our purpose in mind. And Bhagavad Gita explains, what is the best purpose? To recognize that we are souls and that we are meant to serve Krishna. And to the extent we stay fixed in our service to Krishna, to that extent we'll be able to move onward steadily, doing whatever needs to be done in a purposeful and productive way, without being abducted and plundered by the stray thoughts that may be wandering around. These are not just stray thoughts, they are actually thug thoughts. They are like thugs, but they are inside us. And they can plunder from us. So rather than allowing those thoughts to plunder us, we focus on the positive thoughts of service to Krishna. And thus, with that focus, we can evaluate, okay, which thoughts are helpful for my service to Krishna, which thoughts are harmful to my service to Krishna. And accordingly, we choose and function. That way, we will be internally peaceful and externally productive. Thank you. Hare Krishna.